Friends, roadies, countrymen, and listeners around the world. Here I am again, yours truly, John Edmund, podcasting from deep in the Limpopo bushveld of South Africa. This week I'd like to tell you about a song I wrote called The Gunship Calypso. But what is a gunship? Well, in days gone by, it could have been a sailing ship carrying guns, pirate or otherwise. In latter years, a gunship was a large fixed-wing aircraft carrying heavy weaponry. But since the coming of military helicopters carrying weaponry, the gunship tag could be attached to these fantastic machines. Now, the first real helicopter was built in 1939 by a company called Vocht Sikorsky, a division of the United Aircraft Corporation in the United States of America. Since then, helicopters have developed and have been built in many major countries of the world. In the early 1950s, French aviation company Soud Aviation built the prototype of the famous Alouette helicopter. Alouette means skylark. It was a single-engine light utility machine, and in 1955, the Alouette II was developed. 1,300 of these were built, and at the time set an altitude record for helicopters of 27,000 feet above sea level. Then in 1959, the Alouette III evolved, and over 2,000 of these machines were built. As I said, these helicopters were utility machines and were used for everything from crop spraying, mountain rescue, air sea rescue, to photography, and even as airborne cranes. Of course, they were also used for observation. The Alouette 2s and 3s were a favourite of the military in many countries. They even carried anti-tank missiles and torpedoes. The later models had a top speed of 210 kilometers per hour and a range of 540 kilometers. They could carry 7 people of reasonable weight. More than 35 different countries from every continent in the world used them in a military role, and Rhodesia was no different. Rhodesia had more than 34 Alouettes. Rhodesian climatic conditions at times were not conducive to any aircraft. The climate often suffered from the three dreaded acronyms known by all pilots, H, H, and H. That means high, hot, and humid. But the versatile Alouettes could cope and were probably the best choice ever made by the Rhodesian Air Force. They were known as Squadron 7, with the apt motto, fight anywhere and everywhere. One of the main roles of the Alouette played in the Rhodesian Bush War was that of fire force. It was a technique in fighting terrorists in large country that had difficult and varied terrain. The first thing to do was to locate the terrorists and find out how many there were. Observation posts would be set up in areas where terrorists were reported to be active. A handful of men would be deployed late at night and set up their OPs, as they were known, observation posts. They were usually on hills overlooking villages and known routes traversed by terrorists. These men were equipped with radios, binoculars, and rations, and were in constant touch with joint operations centers. They would be there for days on end, and sometimes their mission would be futile. However, if it was all systems go, fire force would be activated, and depending on the number of enemy, it usually comprised of two Alouettes, called K-cars, equipped with 20mm cannons, which were operated by a guy in the left-hand seat, called the tech, the technician, and of course the pilot, who was known as the jockey. One of these K-cars also carried the officer commanding the operation, who would direct the battle from the air on information received from the observation post radio operator, usually a young corporal. These machines gave air-to-ground firepower and support to the 16 men on the ground, who were deployed by four Alouettes called G-cars. Each G-car carried four troops, one MAG machine gunner and three riflemen with FN rifles. Towards the end of the Bush War, large groups of terrorists streamed into the country, and often 60 or more at a time had to be dealt with. Then a jumbo fire force would be used, involving paratroopers dropped from Dakotas, 16 at a time, together with helicopter-borne fire force troops. Fire force soldiers were usually drawn from regular army units like the RLI, Rhodesian Light Infantry, SAS, Special Air Service, and the RAR, the Black Rhodesian African Rifles. Of course, the LOs, as I mentioned, were excellent CASEVAC mercy ships, that is, casualty evacuation operators. The LO could carry two stretchers on either side of the fuselage. As a matter of fact, our eldest son Grant was CASEVAC'd by an LO after he was injured in a landmine incident in Southwest Africa during the South African Bush War. Our youngest son, John Ross, is rated on large fixed-wing aircraft and several helicopters, including the Gazelle, the modern close cousin to the Alouette, also made by Sud Aviation. I was flown around the operational area in an Alo and have great memories of this iconic machine. Some of the pilots of these aircraft went on after the war to become airline pilots or pilots of huge helicopters operating on oil rigs and the like. Before I go, I must tell you that an LO-2 was involved in one of the classic brazen jailbreaks of the last couple of decades. It happened in July 2018 in France when gangsters hijacked an LO-2, and at gunpoint they forced the pilot to land in the courtyard of Rion prison in Paris. The notorious incarcerated French gangster Redon Faïd climbed aboard and was flown to freedom to a suburb of Paris. So the good, the bad and the brave, and the ugly sometimes use the Alouette, the Skylark. The sound of the Skylark is beautiful, but the sound of its namesake in French, the Alouette, is indescribable. So on that, pardon the pun, note, I will leave you till next time. Take care, you all, and don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check out the gunship Calypso. Also, keep an eye on my website. And if you need any of my songs, they're available on most popular music platforms. So for now, au revoir. Tot ziens, salagashle. Shalom and zvakanaka.